AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Nearly 2 weeks after a train derailment spilled and burned toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio, officials continue to monitor the air and water. Ohio EPA Director Ann Vogel.
We are not showing any evidence of any contaminants.
But there's still a stench of fresh paint, and Donna Warder reports residents have been skeptical.
Last night, residents packed a school gym, hoping to get answers about whether they're safe. Kathy Dyke lives in nearby Negley.
This is so much bigger than just it in the water. Our environment, our wildlife animals, our farmers that have to till their soil.
New Waterford resident Danielle Deal says so far she has not been happy with the answers she's getting.
It was just a big runaround.
I'm Donna Warder.
A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Trump and his allies to overturn his election loss in Georgia expressed concerns that one or more witnesses may have lied under oath. The report does not say who, but correspondent Kate Brumback reports.
The grand jurors recommended that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis seek charges where appropriate.
Top state election and cybersecurity officials are warning about threats posed by Russia and other foreign adversaries ahead of the 2024 elections. They note America's decentralized system of local voting jurisdictions creates a particular vulnerability. President Biden today spoke about the suspected Chinese spy balloon U.S. fighter jets shot down and the three other unidentified aerial objects.
We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars.
The president has directed an interagency team to develop sharper rules to track and monitor such objects. And the government's producer price index jumped 0.7% from December to January, driven up in part by a 5% surge in energy prices. This is AP News. The family of actor Bruce Willis says his brain condition has gotten worse. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Bruce Willis's family says he has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and there are no treatments. They say they hope that as his condition advances, any media attention will shine a light on this disease that needs more awareness and research. Willis's family had said a year ago he was suffering from aphasia, which makes it difficult to understand or express speech. Willis, who is 67, is known for films like Die Hard and The Sixth Sense. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And former St. Louis Cardinals catcher Tim McCarver has died at 81. He played on two World Series championship teams and was Bob Gibson's preferred catcher in the 1960s. He went on to a highly successful broadcast career, becoming one of the country's most recognizable and incisive baseball analysts. He called 24 World Series for ABC, CBS, and Fox. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.